The Qualicum Beach Pickleball Club, QBPC, has indicated they are not able to raise enough funds to help build designated pickleball courts in the community. In 2023, the town of Qualicum Beach earmarked $85,000 in the 2024 budget for construction of designated pickleball courts, but its advancement is contingent on the QBPC raising $85,000 as well. Club representative Peter Drummond appeared as a delegation at Town Council's regular meeting on September 10, said they have had difficulty raising funds. Drummond indicated they have managed to raise approximately $3,000, after applying to 8 different organizations, including a $30,000 request from the Regional District of Nanaimo. The club has 84 members, and Drummond pointed out the Oceanside Pickleball Club has 80 members who are from Qualicum Beach, and Parksville Oceanside Pickleball Society has 100. That totals 264 players that would like to play here, said Drummond. And that more than suggests that the demand is very, very high for pickleball in the town. Drummond presented an alternative solution to the town, who already agreed to build designated pickleball courts near the Qualicum Beach Skate Park once the funds are in place. The QBPC suggested the town convert one of the 3 tennis courts on Veterans Way to a designated pickleball court. He said the one court can accommodate 4 pickleball courts. However, the proposed conversion is not a perfect fit, said Drummond, as more space will be required. They suggested the east side fence on Berwick Road adjacent to the Gardens retirement home be moved to allow 4 pickleball courts. There would also be a net to separate the tennis courts and proposed pickleball courts. The cost of repurposing this tennis court is estimated to be about 1/3 of the town's original commitment a year and a half ago, said Drummond. It delivers 4 courts. It's sufficient to provide the local club with adequate play for many, many years. And after all the alterations, I can guarantee this, there would be no disputes between the tennis and pickleball clubs. The QBPC has communicated with the Aerosmith Tennis Club president regarding their proposal, and Drummond said they did not get their support. They also went to check whether the noise level from the pickleball games would adversely impact senior residents at the gardens and surrounding neighborhood. Drummond said the noise level was not a concern. Mayor Tunis Westbrook informed the QBPC that most of the recreational facilities the town has, including the Qualicum Beach Curling Club, the Qualicum Beach Lawn Bowling Club, and air cadets who bought a hangar at the Qualicum Beach Airport, came from fundraising initiatives. He added the Qualicum Beach Skate Group is also raising funds for a new skate park. Westbrook asked if the club's members would be interested in showing some commitment by putting down the money themselves. Drummond said he would ask the members. He added, though, that the directors of the club are reluctant to engage in small fundraising efforts that include bottle drives or setting up a table by Kwaiti Foods. Our group is elderly and we really don't want to do that, said Drummond. I don't mind doing the larger fundraising through applications to grants. Westbrook said they don't expect the club to hold bottle drives but would like to see the club show the town some commitment to raising funds. All of the other groups that I mentioned put some of their money down to show us there's a real buy-in and not say the taxpayers should pay all of it, said Westbrook, who suggested the QBPC find a way to be able to issue tax receipts so they can attract more donations and donors.